Now, from airplanes to outer space, we have news of three Chinese astronauts who are finally back on Earth. They'd had to extend their stay on China's space station by more than a week due to space debris hitting and damaging their spacecraft. NPR's Emily Feng reports on their journey home.
Everything for the Shenzhou 20 mission, China's 20th crewed mission to space, was going smoothly. The three astronauts took off from China's Gansu province this past April. They then spent 6 months on board China's space station conducting experiments on topics like observing how mice reproduce in space and barbecuing Chinese food in low gravity. And when the next crew rotated on board about 2 weeks ago, they welcomed the new astronauts on board. But then, several days later, a piece of space debris cracked a port window of the outgoing Shenzhou 20, the craft that was going to bring the first three astronauts home, delaying their trip. Lincoln Hines researches the politics of outer space at Georgia Tech University, and he says space debris is a real danger because it travels at high speeds.
We're talking about speeds of around 18,000 miles per hour. Kind of a frame of reference for this is that this is about 7 times the speed of a bullet.
And there's a lot more space debris these days. Everything from a fleck of paint to a loose screw to the thousands of mini satellites that Chinese and American companies are launching. China sent its first crewed mission to space in 2003. And in the more than two decades since, it has made big strides in outer space exploration. Last month, it said it was on track to also send a person to the moon by 2030.